Okay, good evening, Lopez Symphonic Band. My name is George Trevino, and I'll be adjudicating your performance this evening. I want to wish you the very best of luck as you continue working towards your UIL performance and any future performances you might be having throughout the season. Looks like we're about ready to start with the Holtz March. Okay, here we go. Okay, make sure that we understand the pulse before we start playing. We've got to make sure that we're isolating that pulse. Yep. Okay, even with the rough start, we're still continuing to run away with the pulse. Okay, so what we want to do is make sure that we establish where that accompaniment is supposed to be played under the melody. Don't allow the melody to be covered up. This should be soaring, light, very light, with directional changes in the sustains. Yeah, we need to do a lot more contour, a lot more shaping with this. Just follow the line. Light, now lighten up. Trumpets, look up. You're getting ahead of the beat. Okay, watch the pitch there, horn. We've got to bring that pitch down. Yeah, I'm trying to run with the tempo again. Yeah, clarinet trills don't need to play out as loud. So just overall, balance is a big component here in terms of what to address, what to work on. Yeah, we're letting the tempo just get away from us too much. Good, horn. Bring it down to upper woodwinds. Da-da-dee-ta-ta. To stretch dee-ta. Yeah, we almost had a grasp. Finally, towards the end, after the maestoso section, you know, it was actually not bad, you know, sounding. It was just that opening just kind of set things rolling and rolling and rolling, got away from us. We need to do more in terms of just shaping the contour of the line, okay? So we have some kind of musicality to the flow of it. Clarinets, we can't allow a sound to just, you know, get so spread, top heavy. Okay, we got to play as an ensemble. We have to balance. We have to think about, you know, the texture. We need to think about, you know, how we're playing off of one another. Okay, and not just allow everybody to play independent. I think you could do a lot in terms of bringing that together, but rhythmically, we've got to make sure that we define that pulse from the beginning. We gotta watch, we gotta understand how to subdivide going into that. Okay, so the primary melody here in the trombone, one, everything else should be supporting that melodic idea. Yeah, so it's okay to grow as we increase our volume, you know, on sustained notes, as long as we're supporting the melodic content. Yeah, try to get that to taper more. You can push here a little bit and then pull back on the release. Take your time with it. Extend that. Okay, I'm really missing that third trombone. Low reeds here, yeah, I could use a lot more in terms of just presence, woodwind presence. Okay, sax is a good job of, you know, adjusting and fitting in with the ensemble. Now we got to do more in terms of just lining up our pitch. So as these lines descend, I would try to implement more of a crescendo effect, pushing through, just to add more direction. And make sure it settles. Careful here on the upper clarinet. Should be there just as underneath the flute. Yeah, see, we just jump out on as these octaves. Yeah, bring that out more. Second cornet going to that F natural, which is the seventh of that chord. We want to hear that E flat concert come through more. Talking on measure 62, count three. It's really an English horn part, but you know, if you don't have that, then of course you supplement it with these other voices. But, you know, we definitely need to hear that pa-dee-dum coming through on that E-flat concert to make that seventh chord, you know, just more audible. Okay, so there's some, you know, some lines here. Just we need to make sure that, you know, all the components are in place, moving together. Unisons are at, you know, addressed, okay, as you play through these lines independently from one another. Make sure that we're lining pitch up, okay? So I would do a lot of isolation work on this, making sure, you know, these lines are matching up collectively, okay, and find the culprits, you know, wherever they may be, and isolate those or have them edit parts, you know, out wherever needed, or supplement parts, you know, other voicings if you have to, but make sure that all the components are in place. Careful with the upper woodwinds as we go from larger intervals to make sure that the top notes don't jump out quite as much. We need to ease into those upper partials, okay? Okay, yeah, so make sure that the run the clarity of the run is heard. I need to hear where the downbeats are, as well as the upbeats, not just a blur of sound. And then wait, just back off. Once we get to the top note of the run, so it doesn't just jump out quite as much. Yeah, good style in the trumpet. Trumpet one. Yeah, I want to hear the whole dee da da dee da dee da dee da. Just getting portions of it. Yeah, again, just loss of clarity on these moving notes. Yeah, take your time here. Don't rush through. Yeah, it just sounds like we're rushing the eighth notes too much through this. D, ah, D. Yep. Okay. Flute needs to come through more dominant. Yeah, so even though we're playing around the trumpet solo, we need to make sure that our line is audible. Every note is heard. It's basically a secondary solo. Push. Okay, so just some pitch discrepancies here. Again, just primarily in the upper woodwinds, but it's throughout, actually. But more prominent, you know, more prominent in the upper woodwind during that fuller section. Hey, don't go flat. Don't go flat. Yeah, careful. The flute, make sure that piccolo, bring that pitch down. Okay, where's the downbeat on those? Gonna make sure we feel a steady pulse through the 16ths. Yeah, just clean that up, trumpet. Yeah. Yeah, so even as we play through the solo section, the trumpets, we gotta make sure we sound just as clean as the soloist just did. So main melody is in the elongated line with the horns, alto. But that doesn't mean we lose clarity on all the moving parts. And then all of a sudden we get to one sustain, just sticking out. Okay. Okay, so, you know, what to address here, I would, you know, the main body, you know, work is just, you know, with these moving lines, make sure that we can identify where the pulse is as you're playing through these runs, okay? That's you know, the runs are fairly easy enough to play. Diatonic scales is all they are, you know? But we just need to make sure that we understand where the pulse is when we're playing through those, okay? You know, some of the most significant tuning issues that I'm hearing are with these upper partials. We've got to make sure that we can tune to the bottom voices more than we are. Otherwise, we're just playing these fairly independent from each other and hoping that we, I guess, you know, get close or something, but we're not playing as if we're trying to align anything yet, okay? And that was true on the Percy Grainger piece and on this one as well. So we've got to make sure that we can identify some of these lines, especially, you know, I would start with the unison lines and address the concerns that, you know, that we're having there and make sure that we understand how to address the more severe problematic areas in relation to just tuning. And if you do that, you will take care of a lot of the balance issues, because if we're listening better with, you know, better clarity of the lines, then we're going to fix a lot of the balance issues that we would otherwise be having. Okay? You're playing a good program, okay? Good music. You know, the selections are very nice, very enjoyable to listen to. You know, it's just a matter of now making sure that we're addressing the more critical areas that we have to worry about, like pulse, tuning, balance. I you know, didn't ever feel like woodwind contribution was being covered up, you know, for a large part of the time. You know, your woodwinds project nicely. Sometimes we overdo the upper partials a little bit more than we need to. So that's doesn't ever seem to be an issue, you know. I think at this point, it's just a matter of cleaning up, you know, getting more clarity from your lines, lining things up better, whether it be, you know, through tuning or through technical, you know, rhythmic pulsation. You know, that's where I would focus most of my attention on right now, so that you don't have some of the bigger issues that you had tonight. Okay, so hope my comments help. Best of luck.